gloire vers les soirs. Dans sa gloire vers les soirs. Moi, je rappelle ma vie.
Forget about a few folks strumming guitars and singing Kumbaya. Today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, where each week an Art Sound presenter focuses in on an album of particular interest, we're going to a kind of church where soaring steel guitar music wails. Our featured album is Sacred Steel, traditional sacred African-American steel guitar music in Florida from 1997. I'm Peter Monahan. Sunny Treadway and Don't Let the Devil Ride. Sacred Steel is music of a particular set of Black Pentecostal churches. Today's CD is titled Sacred Steel, traditional sacred African-American steel guitar music in Florida, but Sacred Steel is not found only in Florida. When the album appeared in 1997, it revealed to followers of American roots music a vernacular form practiced by congregations of the Church of God throughout the eastern U.S., and on some Caribbean islands. The CD, issued by Ahuli Records in California, with the Smithsonian Institution's Folkways distribution, focused on Florida, but later albums covered Sacred Steel's whole wide geographic range. Outsiders learned that two of the Church of God's three branches worship with Sacred Steel, the so-called Keith Dominion and Jewel Dominion. More about those in a moment. Here's one key figure, Willie Eason. As commonly done, he states the words of the spiritual, then his guitar sings them, with bent pitches, lush vibrato, and melisma, which is to say he makes several notes from various syllables of lyrics that congregations know well.
Just a closer walk with thee. And granted, Jesus, if you please. I'm daily walking close with thee. I'm be. I'm weak, but thou art strong. And Jesus, you keep me from all wrong. Satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close with thee.
Eason and the very familiar Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Willie Eason, born in 1921, was the 10th of 15 children of a tenant farmer from Lickskillet, Georgia, who took his family north to big city Philadelphia. As a boy, Willie Eason suffered a near-fatal accident. Family members prayed over him. He survived and took to playing sacred music on Hawaiian steel guitar. In his teens, he traveled with a gospel feast party. Its musicians, singers, and dancers attracted large street crowds of black and white listeners, quite profitably. Eason won renown for making his laptop steel guitar talk, and he became the first person to make the instrument central to Church of God worship. Here he is again.
It was in my childhood days, many years ago, the Savior I was filled. It was in an old-fashioned meeting. My spirit, it lingers still in that little wooden church house sits on a hill. And when that old-fashioned preacher, he would give out that old meter hymn, every heart with the Holy Ghost that was filled. And don't you know the people would, they would be shouting, praise God, I can hear him still. In that old, in that little church on the hill, was no fond of fashion, but the plain old spirit feel. I can talk about a little wooden church house. In that little wooden church house sits on a hill. You know, every Sunday morning we used to have an old family prayer. And to that old country wagon we would feel. Let me tell you, we would start out on our journey, traveling over rough over rocks and hills, trying to make it to the
was this Christian church that embraced the music of steel guitarists like Willie Eason. The Church of God's full name is the Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth without controversy, Incorporated. At the time of these recordings, the largest branch of it, the Keith Dominion, headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee, had some 8,000 congregants at about 200 churches. The Jewel Dominion, with more northerly headquarters in Indiana, had about 30 churches and 2,000 adherents. It made up for its smaller numbers with an even more elaborate name, the Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth which he has purchased with his own blood. The church's embrace of the steel or Hawaiian guitar began around 1930, some 30 years into the instrument's boom in popularity in the U.S. It replaced or augmented the less portable church organ, services feature other electric guitars and drums and a lot of percussion, making a holy ruckus. Here's another key figure, Henry Nelson. Henry Nelson acknowledges the father of Keith Dominion praise music with his voice-like renditions. When he died in 2001, he was buried with his finger picks on. The steel guitar enlivens a distinctive religious practice. The Church of God emerged in 1903 from a group of devout Methodists known as the Do-Rites. Their leader in Do-and-Right, Mother Mary Lena Tate from Tennessee, started a church that dwelled on the holiness Pentecostal conversion ethos of baptism in the Holy Ghost with speaking in tongues. In her decree book, Mother Tate forbade alcohol, drugs and gambling, and even grape juice, board games and reading of novels. No wicked dancing instituted by the devil, that is, none stoked by jazzy reels and ragtime. After she died in 1930, squabbles split the church into three dominions, the Keith, Jewel and MacLeod. All held to the decree book and still do. How do its strictures accommodate driving electrified praise music such as this?
Thank you.
That was Aubrey Gent, a nephew of Willie Eason and the son of Henry Nelson, whom we heard earlier. More about him in a moment. I was asking, how does this music fit within the strict tenets of the Decree Book? Well, it's because the biblical book of Psalms bids worshippers to make a joyful noise and praise God with stringed instruments and praise his name in the dance. Early on in the Church of God, tambourines, cowbells, cymbals, and washboards rubbed with bent wire whipped up the ecstatic singing and dancing. In the 1930s, Hawaiian guitars came into use, acoustic ones with strings raised off fretboards played with metal slides. Soon electrification arrived, and guitarists, being guitarists, cranked up the volume and innovated with pedals played with their knees, and in the case of the popular wah pedal, their feet. Such like did raise some elders' eyebrows. For example, Henry Nelson, whom we heard earlier, ran into opposition in the 1950s for playing loud and wild. Even at the time of today's feature album, the mid-1990s, devotees of Church of God services were quite adamant that Sacred Steel was not and should not be the blues. Rather, it should be dramatically impassioned and spiritual. The dancing, by the way, is so intense that the churches have ushers dressed in white who make sure dancers don't crash into each other or collapse.
We're going to ask you to reach over and take your neighbor's hand and let us lift them together to the one that is able to keep us. Let us look to him. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. We ask these in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us chant amen. Amen. God bless.
God be with you by Aubrey Gent. The featured album of this episode of the Art Sound Recorded Music Society is Sacred Steel, traditional sacred African-American steel guitar music in Florida from 1997. I'm Peter Monahan. Steel guitars are played with fingerpicks and a metal slide about the size of a penknife. It allows players to sustain and bend notes. A laptop steel guitar is usually held on the player's lap, but may be set on wooden or metal legs, as pedal steel guitars must be. That allows space for extra strings and necks, which multiply possible tunings and harmonics. Pedal steel configurations use several knee levers and foot pedals. The wah pedal, in particular, enables striking alterations. With sustain, volume, reverb, and overdrive, players create voice or violin-like qualities. Mournful or joyous, these elicit exclamations of faith, loud clapping, and dervish-like dancing, at times speaking in tongues. These days, keyboard synthesizers and electric basses pump up the volume. The musicians, like other congregants, seek to raise spirits but also money through tithes and other offerings. During offertories, congregants come forward to make their contributions, dancing in stylized ways. You may notice that this offertory march resembles Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey, and other popular tunes from New Orleans that all derive from an 1891 tune, La Marcha de Zacatecas, now Mexican's second national anthem, performed by brass bands everywhere.
Thank you.
Aubrey Gent's House of God March. Gent was the first player to perform Sacred Steel on the National Folk Festival circuit from 1994. He was highly regarded in South Florida, a hotbed of the Keith Dominion. His training included a crucial workshop at the Grand Ole Opry, and he brought into Keith Dominion worship some of the white country slide styling. Also renowned in Florida during the 1990s was Glenn Lee. On today's featured album on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, Sacred Steel, he's the only player of pedal steel as opposed to laptop steel guitar.
Thank you.
Glenn Lee sounding very Nashville. Our featured album's only guitarist from the Jewel Dominion, whose music insiders tell us is quite different from that of the Keith Dominion, is Sonny Treadway. Sonny Treadway, including his rendition of the obligatory Amazing Grace. Many innovations have inevitably crept into Sacred Steel music. The tradition always has been, like jazz or blues, one of evolving through innovation. In services, performers are expected not to play pieces straight, but rather to improvise freely to achieve spiritual effect. The results are plain to hear. Offertory March from the Campbell Brothers from a later album, Sacred Steel Live, from 1999. Throughout the history of Sacred Steel, some church elders have tried to control musicians, arguing, for example, that the music is too sacred to share with the general public. Even within Sacred Steel groups, musicians interpret differently the decree book's allowance of playing at places of amusement for sinners in order to persuade sinners to come to Christ. So when the Campbell Brothers played at nightclubs in New York, their singer, Katie Jackson, stayed home. Since 2000, annual Sacred Steel conventions have been held away from churches at Rollins College near Orlando, Florida. Sacred Steel players have always been out in the world, as well as frequently in church. They have long pushed to express not just Church of God notions of spirit, but also their own. We heard earlier Willie Eason, a towering figure of early Sacred Steel. He was also very popular as a street musician around the South and Northeast. Here's one of his signature songs, although actually written by another player. It's a tribute to Franklin D. Roosevelt, who as president sought often to treat African Americans equitably. The song is both spiritual, call upon Jesus, he's the president too, and worldly. It made Willie Eason plenty of money, don't you worry.
Why'd you like Roosevelt? Well, no kin. Why'd you like Roosevelt? Well, no kin. Why'd you like Roosevelt? Well, no kin. Lord God Almighty was a poor man's friend. Year of 1945, a good president laid down and died. I knew how all of the poor people felt. They received the message, we lost Roosevelt. In his life, there were all indications that Warm Spring, Georgia, he would see salvation. Listen, friend, don't you rush. Elizabeth, she ran off, she grabbed a brush, dipped it in water and began to paint. Looked at the president and began to think. She never painted a picture for him at night. Knew that the president didn't look right. The time of day, it was 12 o'clock. Tell me that Elizabeth had to stop. Great God Almighty, she started too late. That's why they call this that unfinished portrait. A little bit later, about 1:30, he had a cerebral hemorrhage and the world looked muddy. They called Atlanta, Washington too, like zigzag lightning, the call went through. They called long distance to notify his wife. Dr. Bruin said he died at 3:35. Great God Almighty, wasn't no bells to tone. Less than 30 minutes, the world was in moan. And I cried about Roosevelt. I cried about Roosevelt. I cried about Roosevelt. Well, Roosevelt's administration, Congress assembled. First time in history, part of the Negro general. General Benjamin O. Davis, I'm trying to relate. First Negro general of the United States. And after Dorie Miller had shown his skill, they kept ascending him to sea until he got killed. Roosevelt said, I'll back the attack. Pointed a Negro captain over white and black. This qualified man was Hugh Mulzack. Racial prejudice he tried to rule out. Invited Negro leaders into the White House. He advocated the fair practice of labor to let the poor man know he was our emancipator. Made Madam Bethune a lady of the land. He made part of his will to Mr. Pretty Man. He endorsed inventions of Dr. Washington Carver. This is why that I said he was an earthly father, cause he took my feet out of the marble clay. Haven't had to look back at the WPA. That is why I like Roosevelt. Why I like Roosevelt. Why I like Roosevelt. Well, Hoover's administration, Congress assembled. All of the poor folk began to tremble. The rich would ride in the automobile. Depression made poor people rob and steal. But look next door to our beloved neighbor, wasn't getting anything for their hard labor. But great God Almighty, there were moonshine stealing. Brought about a crime wave, robbing and killing. After Hoover had made the poor man moan, Roosevelt stepped in, gave us a comfortable home. It was sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Well, I've told you the history of Roosevelt's life. Now he's done with his grief and strife. Great God Almighty, but he left a sweet wife. Has been so worried since she was a girl. After Roosevelt's death, what would become of the world? She notified her son across the sea. Don't get worried about poor me, but keep on fighting for victory. Your father is dead, boys, you're all grown. Wouldn't worry about your father, but the world is in moan. It was sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Well, God Almighty knew just what was best. He knew that the president had needed a rest. His battle done fought, victory done won. Our problems have just begun. When your burden get heavy and you don't know what to do, call on Jesus, he's a president too. It's set up by Roosevelt. Set up by Roosevelt. Set up by Roosevelt. Lord God Almighty was a poor man friend.
You can find plenty of information about Sacred Steel online. A very informative book is Robert L. Stone's Sacred Steel, Inside an African-American Steel Guitar Tradition. The featured album on this episode of the Art Sound Recorded Music Society has been Sacred Steel, Traditional Sacred African-American Steel Guitar Music in Florida from 1997. I'm Peter Morrow. The Art Sound Recorded Music Society is heard Saturdays, noon to 1, and repeated Wednesdays, 4 to 5, here on Art Sound FM, Canberra.